For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Just as it did in the 20th century, Michigan is leading a transportation revolution in the 21st. Michigan is a growing hub for autonomous vehicle technology. At the former Willow Run bomber plant near Ypsilanti, the new American Center for Mobility is emerging as one of the world's premier test sites for self-driving cars. The center is working with research institutions across the state to train the next generation of autonomous vehicle engineers. As part of our series on technology in Michigan, we report now on Michigan State University's role in the autonomous vehicle industry. MSU has been tinkering with self-driving vehicles for a couple of years, but now it's shifting into a new gear. In October, the university joined the Academic Consortium, a partnership between the American Center for Mobility and 15 Michigan colleges and universities. The goal is to develop work-study opportunities for those who will build the next generation of high-tech cars.
It's a huge investment and it's a huge plus for the state of Michigan.
Engineering professor Haidar Radha is the director of Canvas, the Connected and Autonomous Networked Vehicles for Active Safety program at MSU. His team is participating in the Auto Challenge, a project by General Motors and the Society of Automotive Engineers. It's a three-year program in which students build a fully autonomous driving system. In 2017, MSU was one of just eight universities selected across North America. Kyle Lammers slides behind the wheel of a white Chevy Bolt EV. He's a senior in computer engineering.
So what we can do now is as I push a key on the keyboard here, you can see the steering wheel and tire move. We can bring it back the other way and center it up. So this is kind of a big milestone we hit this week of actually being able to communicate with the car, and so that's a big first step.
The Chevy, if you will, is training wheels. The main attraction sits a few feet away, tricked out in varying hues of green and white Spartan regalia. This Ford MKZ is the heart of the Canvas program. Grad student Daniel Kent shows me its brain. It's in the trunk.
Right now we actually have three separate computers in here. We're actually working on to integrate a fourth. You know, we have too much equipment because you never know when you might need something.
And what happens when this baby hits 88 miles an hour?
You're going to see some stuff happening.
Or at least 8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
We head out onto the street, and here I have to apologize to you. The ride is not as sci-fi as you're probably imagining. The car is being driven by a real human being, Daniel. Dr. Radha joins us, and so does grad student Su Pong. He's in the back seat watching a computer screen. We're testing the vehicle's LIDAR system. That's light detection and ranging. Laser sensors paint a black and white 3D picture of the car and its surroundings. Su Pong says it's called localization.
This is our car, and this is the buildings, the trees, the roads. You see, the GPS signal sometimes will be blocked, and it will drift it a little, so it's not very accurate. So using this method, we can achieve a centimeter-level localization accuracy.
The automation is impressive, but I can't help but wonder, will free-spirited, born-to-be-wild, wind-in-their-hair Americans ever willingly let go of the wheel and hand the driving over to a computer? Canvas director Haidar Radha gets it.
An excellent point. I personally believe that any person who purchases an autonomous vehicle in the future should have the option of driving it also manually. Because even those people who have a lot of passion for doing their own driving, there will be a situation where they wish that they have the autonomous capability, at least as an option.
And that's only part of the debate that's buzzing over autonomous vehicles. As the industry grows, so will the questions. Will self-driving cars affect insurance rates? Will they take jobs away from cabbies and truckers? And in an emergency, can a computer make a life or death decision? So it seems the autonomy industry needs more than engineers. There's bound to be lawyers and even philosophers involved. And that's where Michigan State University believes it has the know-how to navigate the road ahead. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.